everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk, and it's every other Tuesday. Nice to see you, Carrie Kasem. Look
good
at you,
to
man.
See you too, Tim.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's, see you next Tuesday night.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Before we start here, I'd like to fill up the lines. We're doing this for a reason, and it'll come clear to everybody hopefully in a second. But if you take the 101 freeway between Universal Studios and downtown Los Angeles, all right?
Yeah.
Basically between the 170, 134, 101 split area,
yeah,
and downtown Los Angeles. If you take that road every day, perhaps once a week, maybe, you know, your mom drives you on that road, or you drive that way to work. If you're on the 101 freeway, either north or south, between Universal and downtown Los Angeles, I got a question for you, okay? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. Perhaps you're on that freeway right now. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Again, if you're on the 101 freeway, or if you drive the 101 freeway between the 170, 134 split and downtown Los Angeles.
Or if your mommy drives you.
Or if your mom drives you.
I love that.
Drives
your mom drives you.
Maybe
who's
mom
listening
drives
to the show?
You. Some people, maybe mom drives. Well, I don't know.
The guys with the DUIs.
Yeah.
Hey, mom, I need a ride.
Yeah, I know. That's when it's real tough to get around. You get that suspended license, and you're still living at home. How about that?
Yeah, that's
Jesus
terrible.
Christ.
Oh, you can't
Jesus
use your car
Christ.
Because somebody's stolen your registration. You don't understand. I mean, this is great. I can't even get on the freeway on my bike. I am telling you, Tim.
Who stole your registration? And they ripped it off
either,
the car?
No. I had a brand new registration mailed to my house. Put it in the center of my car because I was going to go get my bike. It was being detailed. My motorcycle. I was going to go stick the little tab on my motorcycle to ride the bike back.
And
you know,
license plate.
Yeah. So I took it to valet and I took it to two other places and one of those people stole them.
Oh man!
I'm so angry. I feel like if I had a baseball bat, I would break somebody's legs.
Jesus
I never get
Christ.
This angry.
Yeah, I know. You really were pissed when you came in here today.
Yeah.
You're
I'm like,
really
I couldn't believe somebody's, you know, when you really, I think that's the ultimate violation.
Well, not
no?
really. I mean, that's
well,
not the ultimate violation.
I guess if I got, like, yeah, like hit or like, you know, assaulted.
Sexually assaulted.
Sure, that'd be the ultimate. But I mean, but for just
you can get another sticker.
Things.
You can't get another, you know.
Vagina?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And her poo nanny.
I don't know how you got it. But yeah, that is bad vibes.
Yeah.
All right. We want to talk to people on the 101 freeway, and we're going to wait till all eight lines are lit up. And I have a question for you. All right. It has to do with the 101 freeway. If you drive it daily or weekly. Now, I've been driving, again, the phone number is 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Got a quick question for you. It's not going to hurt. It's going to take 2 seconds for you to answer. Now, I've been driving that freeway since I was 16.
Yeah.
I remember getting my license, and one of the first things I wanted to do was drive downtown one night. And a buddy of mine and headed downtown, and I went to some stupid club in downtown Los Angeles.
You weren't trying to score?
Oh, of course we were.
Yeah.
But how successful were we?
Not.
I mean, we had friends. We went to Westwood. That was back in the 70s when Westwood was really hot.
70s. 80s was Westwood time for me, too.
Yeah, late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah. That was like New York.
Oh, yeah. We go to Westwood every single weekend, every Friday and every Saturday night trying to get chicks, and we never once were successful.
Oh, I was talking about scoring something else.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
No,
Jesus
not
Christ.
Once were we successful. Not
That's
a
terrible.
Time. I think it had to do with the fact that we were driving. I got a friend out in the valley, Robbie Fox, and his parents had a van. It had like a bed in the back and a refrigerator and carpet on the ceiling.
Van. The pedophile van.
It was so difficult for him to take dates out in that van.
I mean, that's almost as bad as what happened to me with my friends not wanting to ride my first car when we go out.
Right.
I had like this little like 4-cylinder Mustang hatchback.
Right.
And it was, let's take anybody else's car but yours, Gary.
But I mean, every time this is my poor friend, every time he showed up at a chick's house to take her out on a date, he had to pretend like, you know, he was a very well-read guy who's reading Shakespeare and everything. Because he had a van that had a bed in it.
It's horrible.
He's taking his daughter, you know, their daughter with a bed. All right, let's talk to David in Moore Park. I got a quick question for you. David, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, Tim. How are you?
All right, Bonnie. You're driving towards the 101?
Yes.
All right, what's the speed limit on the 101?
Usually?
the speed limit. No, it's not usually. It's an absolute. It's a law. 65.
Yeah, the law.
All right, hold on 1 second. Rob, what's you're on the 101 now?
Well, I'm on the Ventura Freeway now.
I see. What's the speed limit on the 101?
I think on the Hollywood Freeway, it's 55.
All right, hold on 1 sec. Ernie in East L.A., you're on 97.1. How are you?
I'm doing great.
What's the speed limit on that 101?
55.
Javier in Los Angeles, you're on the air. What is the speed limit there?
It's 55, Timmy.
All right. Mike in Culver City, you're on 97.1.
What's up, Timmy?
Hey, what's the speed limit on the 101 freeway?
55.
All right. Marilyn in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
I think it's 55, but I'm not too sure, to be honest.
All right, and last one. Will in Reseda, you're on the air.
Yes, it's 55.
All right, hold on 1 sec. Randy, how come you didn't know that?
How was I supposed to know this?
Everybody else knows it's 55. That's the speed limit on that freeway.
Right, I thought it was 65 up until a week
ago. I thought it was 65 until this morning.
Yeah.
I've been driving on that freeway since I was 16. That's 1979.
Don't tell me you got another ticket.
I didn't get a ticket, thank God. Thank God Randy got one.
I got a ticket. I got a speeding ticket today on the 101 freeway at Ventura and the 170 for going 65 miles an hour. Because I had no idea it was a 55-mile zone.
That?
I drive this freeway 4 times a day, every single day, and I have never seen a 55-miles-an-hour sign.
I had never seen a 55 until today, after you brought it up and you said you got a ticket, and I saw a 55-mile-an-hour.
Does it change somewhere?
Yeah. Because
I know it is 65 on part of it. There's part of it.
I think it changes after the 170-134 split.
Okay.
And I think then it goes to 65.
Okay.
But, I mean, I purposely drove that freeway in this morning. I mean, this afternoon. And, who am I kidding? About 7:30. But anyway, so I'm on the freeway.
Jesus Christ.
I'm on the freeway. And I'm purposely going 55, right? Everybody's passing me. Two people flipped me off. One guy was brighting me. Two guys honked at me.
You did it on purpose?
I thought I was going to get killed. Going 55 on that freeway. Who the F goes 55 on that freeway?
I can't believe they would give you a ticket for going 65 when most places are 65 now.
Right.
You've got to be an a-hole. Like, that cop has got to be a total a-hole. And they say there's no, like, quotas to fill.
There's quotas.
Yeah. BS. There's not quotas. Yeah. My ex.
There's quotas, and this state is $15 billion in the red. Yeah, you can use the F word.
Yeah.
This state is $15 billion in the red, so they're going to start pulling people over.
Absolutely.
And harassing everybody. So you got to beware. The cops in Southern California have turned into Nazis, and they are the Gestapo. They're going to try to pull your ass over and make your life a living hell.
You know what I did? Today, I remembered that U-turn that you said you made and got a ticket for.
Right.
And they said the back wheels have to go over. I made sure. I was in Santa Monica today in the morning. I made sure I went up and over into a parking lot before I came back out again because I thought about that.
Right.
And the cops in Santa Monica are terrible. So
yeah, Santa Monica is pretty bad, too. Santa Monica and Burbank are tough to drive through.
Yeah. Yeah.
Culver City is not a dream either. But my beef was with the LAPD because I got pulled over, and this is, I know, I've told the story in the air. If you don't like it, then, you know, go listen to the airport station, you know, and talk about, listen to how many cars are in lot C if you don't like it. But anyway, so I was pulled over by LAPD, and for a legal U-turn, the guy said it was illegal. So I go to court, and I figure, well, LAPD, I mean, these guys are not going to lie in court. Boom. The guy lies twice in court. He says I made it from the number one lane, which I never in my life have made a U-turn or an illegal turn from the number one lane. I always get an emergency lane.
Yeah.
Because I don't want anyone rear-ending me.
And you have your kid
or sideswiping me if I'm not in the emergency lane. I live in that emergency lane.
But wasn't Sophie in the car?
Yeah, she was in the car too. So the cop lied twice in court. And I, on that day, August 11th, 2008, lost my faith in LAPD and these officers that they will not lie in court. I lost all faith that they would tell the truth in court.
That's really too bad. That's really bad. Right?
I was the champion of champs behind that LAPD for many years.
But didn't you get up there and say, this is what happened?
I told
him
exactly.
And he said yes?
Yes.
But he goes, yeah, maybe that's the way it did happen.
No, he lied.
He never thought he went back on one.
Yes. Well, he lied. And, you know, and the judge bought it. I don't blame the judge. I mean, the judge is pissed off anyway. He's in his 70s. And, you know, there's younger judges on the Supreme Court. than 70. Yeah. Yeah. He's 70 years old, sitting in there in, you know, the Chatsworth Court, figuring out who made a U-turn or who made a, you know, who's jaywalking. Of course he's got to be pissed off.
Sure.
He's got to be angry as hell. Anyway, if you got effed over by the cops, we don't do this often enough. We should do it maybe twice a night. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. I got a question for you, Carrie Kasem.
Yeah.
Rape is probably one of the most egregious, aggressive things that could ever happen to a woman.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how women get over that, right? And once you are raped and you decide to report it, which I believe, I'd say what, maybe 70% of it is reported?
I don't know the
maybe
stats.
Maybe 50%?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. There's date rape is
yeah, I mean, you know,
down,
you don't want to, some people don't want to report it because, you know, they'll be turned into, you know, to the accused will be turned into, you know, the people who will say, well, you were wearing a short skirt, you deserved it,
right.
You were drunk, you deserved it.
Yeah, absolutely.
They'll destroy
right.
their lives.
Right.
So I understand that, not reporting a rape if it's questionable.
Right.
But, so let's say, you know, that 40, 50, 60% of it is actually reported. Then they got to go through a rape kit, which is probably embarrassing as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, totally.
So that rape kit goes down to LAPD. And LAPD are supposed to quickly, you know, turn it over, investigate it for any kind of DNA matches that they might have with other people who have been raped and or other criminals who have raped. So there's a little backlog in LAPD right now of these rape kits. How many of the rape kits do you think they're behind?
You mean they don't have them available?
No, they have them,
okay.
But they haven't examined them. How many of them are sitting in a refrigerator at LAPD headquarters?
You know the stat?
I know the stat. Yeah, I know the number.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah.
Because if you're bringing it up, it's got to be a lot.
How many do you think it is?
I'm going to go with 85 to 90%.
All right, but I need an exact number. Is it 25?
Oh,
is it 30?
Oh.
Is it 90? Is it 120 rape kits that are down there?
Oh, Lord.
Is it 250 rape kits that are down there?
Let's go. I'm thinking right around two, but I'm going to take 93. I don't know why.
93.
Yeah.
93 rape kits behind. How about 7,000?
No.
Jesus Christ.
How about 7,000 sitting there in the refrigerator?
They have 7,000 people raped, so that means they're not out there aggressively looking for the rapists.
They haven't examined them. They have 7,000 rape kits in the refrigerator that they have not examined. And guess what? 200 of the cases are about to pass the prosecution deadline before they're examined.
Jesus Christ.
When they do get to them and they do prosecute, they'll be like, well, that was 2 years ago. Sorry, Charlie, you're out of luck.
But wait a sec. What about maybe some of those rape kits didn't have semen in them? Is that possible?
They haven't even been examined. They don't know whether they did or not. There's 7,000 rape kits that have not been examined.
Oh, man.
7,000 rape kits. As a matter of fact, the number's a little higher. I think it's like 7,100 or something like that. 7,126.
That makes me sick. But, I mean, can't you get a lawyer, though? So are these people that couldn't afford lawyers? Because with a lawyer,
no,
then,
right? These are just LAPD's crime lab, and that's the backlog.
But what if you had your own lawyer and you just paid for it, you know, then
you
I'm sure
probably,
you'd probably,
you
right?
You could probably push it along, yeah. If you had your own lawyer and really, you know,
or you paid
down
for
on
it,
them.
You know,
yeah.
Yourself. You sent it to another lab.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
Anything, money, you can throw money at any problem in the United States,
and it done.
Usually goes
yeah.
away. But so these cops or these LAPD, they have time to give me a ticket in Chatsworth for a legal U-turn. They have time to show up in court and lie to the judge and to myself about the ticket, but they don't have time and they don't have the resources to investigate or go over the rape kits that are downtown Los Angeles. That means 7,000 women. And some, maybe men, 7,000 men and women, have been raped. Their rape kits are sitting downtown Los Angeles. And 217 of these rape kits in 200 sexual assaults are about to pass prosecution deadline before LAPD has tested these rape kits.
That's disgusting.
Why do we live like this?
Because we are sheep, and we've set up our rules to govern ourselves. That's how stupid we are. I mean, this is our city. If we didn't want to be pulled over or even have tickets, to parking tickets, we set these rules up for ourselves. I mean, we had to vote on them. They had to go through something. So to me, it's ridiculous that people are angry because we're the ones who did it to ourselves.
That's not, I don't think that's true.
We can definitely, definitely put a petition together and say, hey, you know what? Certain things should not be this much money. We shouldn't be pulled over for this. We could. If there was enough people that signed it, we'd have to put it on the ballot.
Well, but yeah, but what do you do then? You change all the laws and tell cops, you know, what they can and cannot do?
No, not necessarily. But there's certain things that are so ridiculous, like getting a parking ticket. Parking ticket at a parking meter? I mean, I'm sorry. You pay enough to have your car already. What do you have to pay? You know, every year you have to register your car. Where's that going to? That should go to the places where we need to park.
Yeah. I don't get down on for parking tickets.
Oh, I hate parking tickets.
The last time I had a parking ticket was maybe 5 years ago.
Oh.
Because I think parking tickets are really up to you. I mean, I think you have total control on whether you get one or not.
No. Your meter's running out, or they've marked your tire with chalk and it says 2 hours, and it's your own home, and you have your car parked out there, and it's side streets. I live in a neighborhood.
I understand your complaint, though, on these side streets, and when you live in an area where you have to have that car off the street every, you know,
yeah,
5 or 6
and,
days.
And you don't, it's ridiculous.
But if you're in a parking meter on Ventura Boulevard and you get a ticket, I don't have much sympathy for you because the signs are pretty big. And you know that Ventura needs to be cleared up by about 3:30 every afternoon, between 3:30 and 7, so people can move around.
I had one where I put the money in, and it immediately, when I walked away, went blank. I called them, and I said, your meter's broken. You need to come out here. It has the exact number and the number to the call, and then the meter number. And I called, and I said, I'd like my money back. Said, you need to give me my money back. I have to pay you. When I've overparked, well, now you've stolen my money and I want it back. Well, we're going to get you a letter and the letter's going to explain that to you. I said, well, no. I want my money back. You're going to send me a check because I have to pay you, and they wouldn't give me my money back.
They're amazing, aren't they? Ryan in Chino Hills, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
What happened to you, dude?
Oh, so I was in Chino Hills at this area called the Volano, and it's a new tract of homes. And I was playing basketball that day. It was a nice, beautiful day. And construction workers showed up, so I decided I'd leave. And I'm driving through the neighborhood, just enjoying the sights, and a car is following me. So I figured it was security, and I didn't want to disturb anyone, so I would leave. And as I'm driving down the main road, a detective pulls me over. And he asked why he pulled me over, and I had no clue. And he said he had a file on my truck that it matched a description involved in theft of one of 13 generators, like $30,000 generators.
Right.
Huge generators that would only be in the bed of my truck. And I had no clue what he was talking about. And he pulled me out of my car and started to search me. And he asked if he could search my truck, and I told him no. And he said, normally you could say that, but because of I have suspicion and a file on your truck, I can search your vehicle. And he starts searching it.
And why then, would you say no, though? Did you have something in there that you were trying to hide?
Oh, I did, but I just always say no. I don't.
Yeah, you got to always say no. That my dad taught me that when I was younger. Yeah. If somebody says, can we search your car, you always say no.
Why is that?
Because these a-holes will, and I'm not talking about, you know, all of them, but I have heard stories of these cops planting evidence and planting drugs in cars. When they search
I just didn't want them going through my vehicle. Yeah.
You always say no, and you say if they say they still want to go through it, you get a supervisor out there, and you'd never let them go through that car yours ever.
Yeah, they had me in the back of another police car, and I wasn't arrested. They didn't have any handcuffs, didn't read me any rights, and he's searching my vehicle, and he finds a tiny nug of marijuana.
Uh-oh.
And at first, he's kind of like, oh, it's illegal, kind of, not really.
Hey, Ryan, what kind of pot was it?
Hey, Randy, Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm interested.
What kind of weed was it?
Really good weed. It was called Chem Dog.
Oh, that sounds great.
It was nice. And
Randy, please, put your pants back. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and then next thing I know, he pulls out a bag, and I had a bag of firecrackers in there that I completely forgotten about.
Oh.
My dad told me to get rid of them. They had been in my closet for years.
Right.
And I completely forgot about him.
All right, dude. Well, you know, it sounds like, listen, I don't have a lot of sympathy for you, man. I do, but you know, you let the cops go through your car, and you got weed, you got explosives.
Well, he said no, and they said, sorry, probable cause.
You got to say no.
You're
don't go through
screwed.
That car. Don't go through that car, goddammit. Todd in Riverside, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, what's up with you?
Yeah, I got busted for 89 and a 65 one night. And, you know, he had me dead to rights. But how I kept it off my driving record is I sent a check in for $2 over what the fine was going to be.
That's
Where'd you learn
right,
how to do that?
Internet.
Yes.
Internet. Woohoo.
All right. And real quickly, thanks for calling, Todd. We got to go to break. Here's the trick on that. And I'm not saying it works. I'm saying I've heard it works. I've not done this personally. Not sure if it's legal or not. Maybe it is, maybe it's not, but who cares? It's us against them. And there's a war in the streets of Los Angeles and Southern California, okay? It's the cops versus the people who pay taxes and are well-behaved, and occasionally we slip up and we don't need our lives turned upside down.
Oh, but if you're illegal, you don't get touched, just so
I know about that.
No. Right. My friend just got his car hit. They found him illegally and said, I'm sorry, I can't do anything. What am I going to do?
I drive around with an Irish license. I'm illegal.
Yeah, but I would have to deport him. And it's like, okay, you don't want the guy deported, but my God, now the guy can't pay the car. Now he's in trouble.
I have no idea what she's saying.
I don't know about that.
It's true.
But this is something that we've learned on this show because people have called us up and said this works. If you get fined, you get a ticket, and the ticket's $165 for an illegal U-turn. You give them $167. You send them a check for $2 more.
Right.
They send you a check back for $2 saying you overpaid your ticket. Never cash that $2 ticket, and the case will always be open, and it will never go on your record. Now, I've heard that works. And, Todd, that worked for you, dude?
Yeah, it did.
And how long has it been since you had the ticket?
It's been about 3 years ago, and I just pulled my DMV record last month, and it's not on there still.
Good for
That's
you.
Great.
All right, Tony, you're a big stud, man.
Oh.
All right, thanks for calling. Look at that. Maybe it does work. But it is a war out there, folks, and I'm not talking about a shooting war. I'm talking about a war against the class of people who pay their taxes and mind their own business, and we're all getting harassed. Bless you, Gina. We're all getting harassed by these cops, whether it's Randy getting pulled over on the 101 for going 65 or myself doing a legal turn, getting a ticket for it, then hauled into court, and the cop lying to the judge.
And so my parking thing doesn't count when they stole 50 cents from me and didn't return it?
That's, I'll give you the 50 cents. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live with Carrie Kasem on 97.1 FM Talk.
Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak somewhere in this town. See, me and the boys, we don't like it, so we're getting up and going down. Hide low, looking right to left. If you see us coming, I think it's best you move away. Do you hear what I say from under my breath?
You law-abiding citizens out there are getting raped by these cops.
I got a ticket for jaywalking at 2:30 in the morning coming from a strip club.
And gives me a ticket for riding on the sidewalk and wearing my headphones.
Look on my windshield and I've got a $40 ticket that's for not having a front license plate.
Thursday I get pulled over in my friend's car because his taillights were too dim.
He got pulled over on his bike, riding his bike home from the bar. Got a DUI, went to jail.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk with Carrie Kasem. And always nice to see you, dude. All right, this is the only real recourse that we have, I mean, as a group of people, is to try to talk about it on the air so you know you're not alone with getting hammered by these cops when you're not a criminal. You're not out there spraying graffiti. You're not ripping anybody off. You're just driving to work. You're driving home. You got kids. You're paying your bills. You're paying your taxes. And yes, you're going 41 miles an hour in a 35 mile an hour zone and you get nailed. That shouldn't happen. Let's talk to David in Sherman Oaks. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, all right.
Hey.
I got one that'll blow your mind. I got about 10 of them.
Give us 9 of your best.
I'll give you two of my best.
Okay.
About 10 years ago, I'm doing community service in Hollywood, and I believe it was off a little street called Selma. So it's before 6 o'clock in the morning. You know, we're getting our brooms and our shovels, and on the corner
there. What got you the chore of picking up the broom every day?
DUI.
DUI, okay. All right.
So right on the corner there is a little Korean guy has his little store, and all he did was serve breakfast and, like, donuts and bagels. Well, the next thing I know, this guy goes running by me with a box of his donuts, and he's chasing after him. So I jump in my car. I go after him. I get ahead of him. I had a kendo stick in my car. I pulled it out, and I get the guy to stop. I get him on his knees, and I'm sitting there saying, put the donuts down! And he puts the donuts down, and sure enough, on Sunset comes a cop.
Oh, good.
So I get
the
cop.
Like a hero.
Yeah, for a box of donuts.
Right.
Well, I like this Korean guy. He's a real nice guy. So the cops get him.
Take your word for it.
Handcuff him. And then the guy, the cop comes over, he looks at my car, he says, hey, you know, your registration has expired.
Oh, no. Man.
I says, well, yeah, it's, you know, it's in the mail, it's on the way.
Right.
He says, well, hold on a second. And I was like, well, wait a second, man, I just apprehended a criminal.
Right.
And he's like, just hold on a second. And, you know, he didn't give me a ticket and let me go. But just the idea that he would start giving me a hard time on my 1982 Subaru.
Yeah, for some reason, cops don't like it when you impede on their job or their territory.
Right.
You know, they don't like it when you catch the criminal. They like it when they do.
Yeah. That's too bad,
man.
You know, to automatically think, hey, this guy totally helps somebody out. Good citizen.
Right, great guy.
Good guy. And now let's give him a ticket.
Yeah,
let's think about giving him a ticket.
Got the Korean guy's got a box full of donuts back, and everybody's happy. No, it's your registration's expired. Oh, what an a-hole. Will and Mercedes are on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing.
I'll tell you what. The reason these cops are even showing up, they get the day off for a 20-minute testimony.
Right.
You know,
and they get paid for the day.
And they get paid the whole day.
Right.
And that's
yeah.
why they, that's why they're getting shown. That's why these guys are showing up down there.
Right. Do they get double if they lie in court?
Probably.
Yeah, I bet they do. All right, Jason in West L.A., you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Conway, love
hey.
The show.
Thanks.
Every one on my street got towed because the cops claimed the movie filming sign was up the night before, and it wasn't.
Oh, yeah? Oh, Jesus
Did
Christ.
I mean, can't the whole town kind of get together and say this is it was not there?
And aren't they supposed to put those signs up like 3 or 4
yeah,
days before?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, my girlfriend stays over, and we go down the next morning. Her car's gone, so is everybody else's. We go to the towing area, and everyone on the block is there to get their car, pay the $200. And
Jesus Christ.
She tried to fight it, but no, cop shows up. Oh, no, the signs were out there the night before, but... You know, like, so notwithstanding, everyone on the block was toast.
But it isn't really the night before. I do think you're right, because I've seen signs up, and it'll give you a couple days at least, a heads up. Right.
Yeah, they should do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been nice.
What movie was it, you know?
No, I don't.
All right, buddy, we thank you for calling. Let's talk to a Sergio in Universal City. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
I got a good one. I was driving down Wilshire Boulevard, and... I passed a cop. He was in the right lane, and I was, like, in the middle lane. There's 3 lanes to go each way on Wilshire or Normandy. So this cop is, he looks at me because I'm bald-headed. He just looks at me. I pass him up. The limit's, like, what, 35? And I was doing, like, 25, and he was doing, like, 10. He was driving real slow.
Right.
It was a sheriff. So I pass him up. I get in front of him. I put my signal, of course. There's a cop right behind me. I know there's a cop behind me. I put my right turn signal. To go in the right lane, because he was in the last lane driving slow, so I get in front of him. So, he pulled me over. I'm thinking, whoa, what's going on? What did I do wrong? So I pulled over, and he told me, you know why I pulled you over, son? He's like, I was like, I don't know, what happened? Well, you didn't use your turn signal. I was like, I didn't say nothing. I just had a little smirk, you know? But the reason why he pulled me over, because when he looked at my bald head itself, he thought I was a party gangster. Yeah. He ran my plate.
Right.
Driving well bald, man.
Exactly. Well, the
gotta go to Dr. Sword.
I don't let my head grow no more because I'm going bald naturally, so after I shave it.
Yeah, but you know what, dude? Sergio, listen, you shouldn't have been pulled over for that, but I got a tip for the gang members out there. You know, whether you're Hispanic, white, black, I don't know what you are, but if you spend...
Can't
you
leave out the Asians.
20, well...
Yeah, there's Asian gangs.
Yeah, Asian gangs, but I guess they're bald too, right?
All
right, I'll throw the Asians in there. There you go. It's a package deal. But if... I got a tip for you. If you go to Hollywood, there's a bunch of wig stores on Hollywood Boulevard. You spend $20 or $30 on a decent toupee while you drive around.
You're not going to get pulled over.
You wouldn't believe how these cops would leave you alone. I mean, you look like an a-hole, and the other gang member's going to make fun of you, and they're going to harass you, and they're going to call you old man. but these cops are going to leave you alone.
And,
you know?
And the cars, too. You know what I mean? If they literally didn't have these lowered cars that just are hoopties, these big old Cadillacs. I mean, I know that's cool, but save them maybe for the weekend cruising. But, you know, maybe the weekday you get yourself
You can't draw the attention of these cops,
yeah.
Man. You got to get yourself a decent toupee. And you don't even have to go high end. It's just for driving. It's your driving wig. And you'd be surprised how these guys
your
leave
your driving
you alone.
Wig.
Yeah.
You just like keep it on the side, you know, keep it on in the other seat or in the center console.
Yeah, or just attach it to the car seat in the back.
It's
lean
like,
your head back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like driving gloves. They're a necessity.
Jeff in Upland, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Yeah, you're going good.
All right, cops screwed over?
Yeah,
sorry, Ben. Bad vibes there with
yeah,
the
call back.
Connection. Renee in Northridge, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, good evening.
Hey.
Okay, I picked up my wife from Mineral City just now, and there's a sign. It's on the 101. It says 65 for closed trailers.
Yeah, lost you too.
Said it was 55.
Sorry, but yeah, for trailers. That's another thing in California. You know the state law is if you're towing something, you can only go 55
yes,
miles an hour?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
How long did it take you to get to Oregon? I think you're 4 days to get up there.
Well,
the Christ is going 55.
Most people aren't going to anyways. But if you're like trailering livestock or horses, you don't want to be going that much faster anyways.
Yeah,
I mean,
I have a bigger problem with somebody's going 55 than somebody going 95. I think if the guy going 55 is a bigger hazard than the guy going 95.
Well, that's what happens in the Autobahn in Germany.
Yeah.
You get the tourists on that aren't going as fast as everybody else, and yeah, kaboom.
Now, here's what I did. And I am actually putting together a business and a website. I'm not done with it yet,
what?
And I'm in the initial stages of it. But I bought two cameras, two car cameras for my cars. And I have an SUV and I have a Subaru. And I have a camera in my car that sits up on the dashboard. It was only $99.
Right.
And you put a little memory card in there, and it records driving for 5 hours. So wherever you're going, it records everything you do for 5 hours.
Yeah.
It costs you $99 plus the little card. And I when I drive to Santa Barbara with my daughter, when I go to the zoo, I record every second of the entire trip.
Does it record your speed?
No. But if somebody pulls me over... I'm sorry. If somebody crashes into my car or if somebody pulls me over for something I didn't do, I have video proof that I didn't do it.
Now, if you're speeding, you don't have that video proof,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Speeding, it's not going to help.
Okay.
But what it is going to do, it's going to show you in the flow of traffic with everybody else and watch people zipping by you. And then you go, wait a minute, I got a ticket for that. This guy went 85 miles an hour past me. So once I get this done, I'm going to talk about it on the show. I'm going to tell you where to get these things. It's $99. It's a camera that goes on your dashboard.
You're going to make some money off of this, huh?
Maybe I'll make a few bucks. Maybe not. I mean, I'll pay for the advertising
on
the station.
Right.
So I'll have to be reimbursed for that through a slim profit. But I'm not going to go nuts on it. You know, I'm not going to sell them for $800.
I think
sell them for like $10 more than they cost.
Every car should be equipped with it.
But this is great. It's gonna save you a ticket. It's gonna save you a hassle. Plus, if you get in an accident, you have proof for your insurance company what happened. Now, I'm on the way to Santa Barbara 2 weeks ago with my daughter, and a guy cuts me off. Right, and I have it on camera, and he cut me off where I just hit the brakes on the freeway and skid a little. And it not only did it film what was going on, it videotaped it, but also videotaped the truck that did it, and it shows clearly the business of the truck that did it. And so if there was any problem, if that truck had hit me, I clearly had videotape saying that guy ran into me.
Oh, that is fantastic.
But I think every car should be equipped with this. We have backup cameras, and now we're going to have dash cameras, and I'm going to bring them to you. I bought them both in China. And, the whole thing with taxes and shipping and everything was $238.
$99 though?
$99 for the camera. And it records 5 hours. And then once the 5 hours have elapsed, it will re-record over your earlier recording.
But you can
It'll
take
continue
the chip
to record
out and record.
And put a new chip in. You can take the chip out and put it on your computer.
Yeah.
And see it on your computer as well.
That's great.
So I'm going to try to save you all tons of, tickets. And get you some evidence if you ever get an accident.
What's that going to do in court? Maybe I wonder if they're going to make it
inadmissible. I don't think it can be inadmissible. If you're videotaping what you do, that's what you're doing. It's your car. It's your vehicle.
And you can bring that in and say, this is the day?
I think you can watch I can say, hey, here's the videotape. He said I was in the number one lane. I was clearly in the emergency lane. Time to dismiss this judge. Time to let this go.
He's lying.
Yeah, time to get the lying cop out of here and throw some cuffs on him and take him down to Bratton's office. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Kerry Kasem's with us. We're live on 97.1 FM Talk.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel. It's my baby calling, says I need you here. And it's a 4:30 and I'm shifting gear. When she is lonely, Red Alert.
97.1 FM Talk.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Kerry Kasem is with us.
Yeah.
And if cops have effed you over, here's one of the very few outlets where you can sort of get back at them. Ian in Vancouver, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Tim, congratulations for you talking about this. Okay?
Thank
this
you, is sir. Is this Vancouver, Washington, or Vancouver, Canada?
No, it's Vancouver, B.C. Oh, and I listen to you guys online, and I used to live in San Diego. I lived in San Francisco, and I run a lobby group up in B.C. that helped kill the use of photo radar here in British Columbia a few years ago.
How'd you do that?
Excellent.
Well, we did it by dispelling the myth about speed killing us. And
good for you.
We talked a lot about, and we maintain a website, too, by the way. We talked a lot about...
What's the website? Let's give that out.
www.sense.bc.ca.
Oh,
so it's Sense.
Oh, no. Yeah.
We'll try to put it up on our website. I'll put a link. All right,
yeah,
so
Google Sense, you'll get it. But
good for you, buddy.
Sense, anyway, like good sense?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But, you know, I think that there's a myth out there that speed does kill. And it's bad driving that kills, and it's you know, it's speed variance that kills, but it's not speeding over the limit.
No,
and this is
the old theory that, you know, guns kill and people don't.
Right,
you know?
Right,
exactly. And I think that the other thing about that needs to be mentioned here is that the reason that law-abiding, tax-paying citizens get fleeced is because we're an easy target.
Yeah, because we're not going to fight it. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
But let me put you on hold. We'll get that link and put it up on our website. But that's a great call. Congratulations to Ian in Canada, or whatever his name was. Hector in Long Beach, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
We talk about.
Hey, dude.
Legalize it, Tim.
Yes,
legalize it.
Let's go.
Hey, Tim. I got a complaint, man. That movie never came from. I got that. What the hell does James Jackson sing?
Yeah.
I never got my movie.
What movie were we going to give you?
I don't know, but can I have that Kat Von D, the tattoo girl? Mm. Can you have that?
How about family 4-pack of tickets to the Queen Mary shipwreck?
Ooh.
Lovely.
That's in Long Beach. It's right down the street from you.
Yeah, but my house. Hey, Tim. Oh, yes. My cousin's a cop.
Your cousin's a cop.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I know.
That's cool.
Well.
Hey, listen. I'm not blaming all cops. I think there's some great cops out there.
Well, he told me that why right now they're acting like, you know, how they're acting right now. Because Christmas is coming around the corner and also Thanksgiving, so they got to have that money, you know?
What is it, like bonuses? Are they worried they're not going to get their bonuses?
They get commission on the ticket.
Who does?
The cops.
What?
The cops that turn the ticket in?
In what jurisdiction? I mean, in Long Beach?
Long Beach, all over LA area.
They get commission. I've never heard that before.
Hold on one second. I'm not sure that that's true. I'd hate to put that out there if it's not true, but I've never heard that before. We're going to give you a family 4-pack of tickets to Shipwreck at the Queen Mary in Long Beach. On October 31st, I'll be there broadcasting. I think Kasem's going to try to come by.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to come by.
Try to get the film freak out there. I know Gina Grad will be out there. And
are
also
you going to be
Randy
dressed
Wang.
Up? Dressed
no, you,
up?
You can't dress up.
What?
Yeah, you can't dress
Wait,
up.
Wait, it's Halloween and I can't dress up?
That's exactly right.
Well, I don't... What?
Wear that costume with that hat you're on.
But I want to dress up for Halloween.
Well, then you got to go somewhere else.
Well, what if I put little ears and like little cat nose?
No.
Think they'd let me?
No.
Kitty?
No.
Yeah?
Doesn't matter.
No. Anyway, broadcasting live on Halloween. So come on out there, everybody. Hector will be there with three of his friends. All right, let's talk to who's interesting here. How about Steve in Westlake? You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Tim.
Hey.
How's it going?
All right, what's up with you?
Well, I've been loving this conversation or this topic because I live out in Ventura County, and the Lost Hills Police Department is the worst police department ever. And they pulled me over. My boss had been following me literally for 20 minutes. We were doing a grade all construction thing, and I left to go get food, and the cop pulled me over. I'm like, all right, whatever. And he said my brake light was out, and I'm thinking, there's no way my boss would have already told me this. You know, he was behind me for 20 minutes.
Right.
So they gave me a fix-it ticket. I go home. I, you know, get the screwdriver out. I take my brake light off. The connection had literally just unplugged. That was it. I put it back together. My brake light worked. It's a $10, $15 fix-it ticket. I forgot about it.
Uh-oh.
Well, I get a letter in the mail, $750.
Are you kidding me?
Jesus Christ.
Please say you went to the court. A lot of times if you go to court, they'll reduce that.
I did. I went. I actually called the collection agency. It's no longer, you know, no longer government. They are city or state. They went to collections, and I called the girl in Texas, and she was basically like, "Well, how do you want to pay for it?"
Yeah.
And I said, "I don't want to pay for it. I'm going to go to court." No, they won't. They're going to make you pay for it.
I know. Those people must be from another planet.
Oh yeah, but
you
see
who work for collections.
I think they're evil.
No emotion. Just you're going to pay for it. And I said, no, I'm not going to pay for it. So I went to court, and now December 31st, good old New Year's Eve, I have a court date for a $700 brake light.
Jesus Christ! Call us back and tell us how you did, dude.
That sucks.
Jesus Christ! Drew in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
How you doing?
Hey. All right.
So I was just in traffic court two Fridays ago, actually, and you're not going to bring in some videotape of you driving down the road and trying, what are you going to set up, a slide projector?
No, Drew, if you had a laptop and you brought the laptop in and it was on, no. Clearly had video there, they've got to look at it.
You'd be laughed out of court.
Get out of here. Now, are you a lawyer? What are you? What do you do for a living?
I was just in traffic.
I was in traffic court, too. What do you do for a living?
What do you mean? I'm a writer.
You're what?
I'm a writer.
You're a writer? Well, please, call us back when you're a lawyer. Go through law school and call us back. Get out of here.
I've seen other admissible videotape and stuff like that. I don't know about traffic
I don't know.
School.
I don't know. Maybe
traffic court.
Let's talk to Officer George here. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, good evening, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I just want to correct the guy. You know, the guy is knucklehead. We don't get commission off.
I know you don't.
Yeah, that sounded really wrong.
I know you don't. You would like to, though.
Oh, I mean, anybody would love to get commission, of course. But you know what? During the holidays, everybody has a heart. Nobody really wants to give a ticket. It's just, that's honest truth. And I've been on this.
How long have you been? Are you on? I won't ask what department you're in because you guys don't like to talk about that. 15 years?
15 years.
Okay.
But you know that cops do lie in court, right?
Do I know cops lie in court?
Yeah.
Everybody lies, right?
All right, that's all
Wait, real quick, I've heard so many times, it's like, oh, there's no such thing as a quota. There's quotas, right? I mean, if you're not given tickets, somebody's going to come down on you, right?
There's not quotas, but there is co-activities. I mean, you have to make sure.
You don't call them quotas, but if you're in a cop car and you want to get promoted to a traffic officer on a motorcycle, you can't do that unless you write a certain amount of tickets.
Well, you know, just like anything, they're going to want to see your proactivity. You know, are you capable to take anything else? You know, if you're writing a lot of tickets, you know, hey, they see you're a hard worker.
Yes, you are.
You know, if you're making a lot of arrests, hey, you're a hard worker.
Right. But, you know, hey, Officer George, listen. I don't wish you any wrong. I mean, God only knows. I wish all you guys the safest, day and night and lifestyle out. I hope nothing ever happens, you guys.
Right.
But when you guys pull people over for doing, you know, like Randy Wang got a ticket on the 101 freeway for doing 65 and the 55. You know, not a lot of people know that's 55 on the 101 freeway. Also, when you pull a guy over doing 41 to 35 mile an hour zone, you understand how irritating that is.
Oh yeah, it is. I mean, there's no lie about that. Mm-hmm. I mean, but it's the individual officer who's doing it. You know.
I know, but why would somebody do that? Now I can understand, if they're going 45 or 50 in the 30 mile, I can understand that.
I have no idea.
All right, now I'm going to put you on here with Casey, and maybe you can talk to Casey here. Casey in Huntington Beach, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey guys, how's it going?
All right, Officer George is with us now. What do you know about
that? And one day we asked him,
what's with cops and pulling people over? I mean, even if it's like a kid not wearing a helmet on a bike. I mean, in Huntington Beach, for instance, most of the cops will just sit there at a stop sign in front of a school and just pull over.
Right, but let's get to the cut to the chase here. You say the cops do get a commission for every ticket they write?
Yes, they do. And hold us that, like, they don't call it quotas because that's illegal for police to have quotas. That means they're just giving tickets out for any reason. But there's a secret underlying message saying, like, hey, you should write this many tickets and, like, amount to this much money. And it does come back to them in a paycheck, right, whether it's soaked sand.
Hey, Officer George, you got to work down in Huntington Beach, man.
I mean, I got to transfer over there somehow.
And you got to make some money. You're getting screwed.
So yeah, I know.
Do you ever give a ticket that you felt bad for?
Oh, yeah, always.
Like what? Like, what's the worst thing? You're like, oh, man, you know, that person was so nice. I should have never given him a ticket.
Well, you know, there was a lady who actually was having a very, very bad day. And she had to go to a job interview. And her car wasn't working. And so, and I pulled her over. And she started crying and so, and I have to go to an interview. My car doesn't work. Actually, I didn't give her a ticket because I felt so bad. In fact, I just backed away and I said, okay, ma'am, you're free to go.
Wow.
It's all the individual of the officer. You know, if you have a heart, you're going to think about that, you know?
Yeah. No, I know. Listen. But you got to get out of LAPD and slide down to Huntington Beach where you can make some money.
I tell you, but I love it.
Hey, listen, I'm gonna test to see if you're really a police officer. What's a 5150?
It's a nut.
Okay, all right. I think I know. All right, be safe out there,
I think
George.
Everybody knows that.
I don't know if anybody knows that.
187 or 186.
You know what a 5150 is?
No, it sounds like a drink. No.
Do you know what it is?
It's a Van Halen album.
Oh, no.
It's a mentally
unstable. Mentally insane, yeah, when you're
person.
Crazy.
Yeah, 5150. Yeah.
Is it 187? Is it like where there's somebody, a cop's down? Or 186?
I don't know about that. I don't know. No, 180. Because
it's in a rap. 187 on an undercover cop.
I think 187
right?
is a murder
187,
rap, isn't it?
Right?
Yeah. Hey, all
Tim?
Right, yes, Jimmy.
Can we use that now if someone's crazy, like, 5150?
Yeah, put it on the screen, 5150. All right, speaking of 5150, our own dear 5150, Gina Grad, has the news at 9. What's going on with that news, crazy?
Well, Randy Wang might be moving to San Francisco, and Ellen DeGeneres and Joe Biden are best friends. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
Yes, Carrie Kasem's with us. And in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to have a group on the redneck tenors.
These guys
are awesome, man.
I love that.
You know who they are, right?
Yeah, I know exactly who they are.
But it's a decent group. There's three redneck dudes, and they're all tenors, all studied, singers of classical or opera. All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we are live with Carrie Kasem on 97.1 FM Talk.